May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It's my first Christmas in Westminster Abbey. I've been here just over a month. Kind people keep asking me if I'm looking forward to my first Christmas here. Well, yes, of course. What a privilege. But honestly, it's not quite that simple. You all have booklets to steer you through this service. I have one too. But I have another booklet which tells me what I have to do and when I have to do it. It says important things like MB brings aspergillium, or Ciboria to centermost with chalice on transept side. This booklet has 26 pages. Frankly, I am wondering what on earth is coming next. I am terrified that I shall turn a page in a moment and it will say Dean to south transept on a unicycle. How do I join in? How do I avoid getting bogged down in the detail and missing the point? And in fact, at Christmas, that is a problem we all share. Tonight it's all about not missing the point. It is really important not to get hung up in the detail. You see, at services like this, we only ever hear part of the story. We are forever being invited to focus on the detail because the detail matters so much. And we are then at risk of being deflected and looking at only part of the truth. So what we got tonight, what we've just heard in our reading, was a census. Joseph and Mary travelling to Bethlehem to be registered. Notice they're out of their element. There's no place for them in the inn. Now that's a key detail. Christmas breaks in at the wrong place and in the wrong way. It defeats expectation. That is a detail that Luke really wants us to understand. Our Christmases, usually, are very carefully planned. We make them happen, we take control. But that first Christmas, that wasn't an effort or an achievement. It was something else entirely. And then we meet the shepherds. It's not one man and his dog territory that we've just entered here, barber jackets and rather sensible shoes. Biblical shepherds were armed. They were the pirates of the countryside. They were absolutely the wrong people to trust with an important message. So wrong place, wrong people. Those details really do matter. But that chaos, and Luke is really keen that we notice this is a bit chaotic, that's only part of the story, one detail. Luke wants us to notice those unexpected turns. But, and it's a really big but, he wants us to know that only after he has told us something else. Luke is a historian. He has a historian's big sense of purpose. We didn't hear tonight the beginning of his gospel. I have decided, after investigating everything carefully from the first, to write an orderly account. An orderly account. Everything precisely in its place. Luke has a plan. Now, it's late. I could explain this at length, but you would not thank me at 2 a.m. So take my word for it. Luke piles up references from the Old Testament to show us how this story was anticipated, how it was expected. Real confidence here about a plan being worked out. So what we have is, on the one hand, that massive confidence that God has this in hand, and at exactly the same moment, a feeling that this is fragile and on the point of failure. Which of those stories do we tell? Years ago, I used to read stories to our children at bedtime. If it was a good story, an exciting one, at the end of the chapter, we'd get to a cliff edge. It would all be going wrong. And at that point, I would shut the book and say good night. Now, they wanted to know, of course, that it would all be all right in the end. And I would say, well, wait and see. And in fact, they would trust that, because you can trust a good story. You can trust a good story to work everything out. It can be, in the middle of the book, really pretty hopeless, but it can still come good. That is what we are supposed to notice tonight. The confidence and the fear of failure. It really can feel as though it might all go badly wrong, and yet we can still be inside a promise. That is what Luke is trying to tell us. Because Christmas is this and that, the big story and the risk right at the heart of it. Christmas is about trust in confusion, hope in the darkness. It's all about not being bogged down in anxious detail. It's about learning to trust. Now, with all that possibility and challenge in front of us, notice what happens. The shepherds, those oiks and oafs I described, hear the angels, and against all expectations, they decide to go and look. Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place. Used to thinking with hands and feet, they are off at once. They go, they look, and then they leave to tell others what they have seen. They proclaim a baby born in Bethlehem. God bless them. They believe the story. They've looked at it. They go away and they tell a bit of it. But there's more. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds are believers. They can tell you what they have heard and seen. They have a detail, and they really want to pass it on to you. Mary, though, is something else, something different. She has taken this story to heart. She doesn't rush off. She tells no one. She doesn't tell a bit of the story, because she is the story. Mary is more than a believer. Mary is a disciple. To return to that business of reading stories, here is the difference between the person who turns to the back of the book and tells you it's going to be fine, and the person who sees the story through. It's the difference between rushing off and staying. It's the difference between a jumble of details and trusting from the beginning to the end. Our world is full of promises and schemes, full of people who claim to be heroes and leaders, forever offering us tomorrow and a happy ending. Mary is the woman who knows that the story is actually here and now, fragile, not easy to accept, risky even. She knows you have to love it now, not opt for something simple and flashier. Mary embraces the difficulty. Literally, she does that. She holds the baby in her arms. Drawing close to the crib tonight, the question is asked of us, will we stay here or will we go? Become a believer, because that's a good thing to be. We could do that and go off and trumpet a bit of the story. Or we might be a disciple. We could live this, trust it, even in the darkness. Will we look and leave? Or will we live this story ourselves? Whichever it is, I hope it's a happy Christmas. Amen.